Chapter 2. Why had the mummy hand suddenly turned cold? Was it some kind of a message? A warning? Was I heading into danger? I didn't have time to think about it. The plane rolled into the gate, and the passengers were scrambling to pull down their carry-on bags and push their way out of the plane. I tucked the mummy hand into my jeans pocket, hoisted up my backpack, and headed to the front. I said goodbye to Nancy and thanked her for all the peanuts. Then I followed the others down the long covered ramp and into the airport. So many people. And they all seemed to be in a hurry. They were practically stepping over each other. Men in dark business suits, women in loose, flowing robes, their faces covered by veils. Teenage girls in jeans and t-shirts. A group of dark, serious-looking men in silky white suits that looked like pajamas. A family with three little kids, all crying. I had a sudden sinking feeling. How would I ever find Uncle Ben in this crowd? My backpack began to feel very heavy. My eyes frantically searched back and forth. Strange voices surrounded me, all talking so loudly. No one was speaking English. "Ow!" I cried out as I felt a sharp pain in my side. I turned and realized that a woman had bumped me with her luggage cart. "Stay calm, Gabe," I instructed myself. "Just stay calm. Uncle Ben is here, looking for you. He'll find you. You just have to stay calm." "But what if he forgot?" I asked myself. "What if he got mixed up about what day I was arriving? Or what if he got busy down in the pyramid and lost track of the time?" I can be a real worrier if I put my mind to it. And right now, I was worrying enough for three people. "If Uncle Ben isn't here, I'll go to a phone and call him," I decided. For sure. I could just hear myself saying, "Operator, can I speak to my uncle at the pyramids, please?" I don't think that would work too well. I didn't have a phone number for Uncle Ben. I wasn't sure he even had a phone out where he was staying. All I knew was that he had been living in a tent somewhere near the pyramid where he was digging. Gazing frantically around the crowded arrival area, I was just about to give in to total panic when a large man came walking up to me. I couldn't see his face. He wore a long white hooded robe. It's called a burnoose, and his face was buried inside the hood.
"Taxi?"
he asked in a high, shrill voice.
"Taxi? American taxi?"
I burst out laughing.
"Uncle Ben!" I cried happily. "Taxi? American taxi? Taxi ride?"
he insisted.
"Uncle Ben, I'm so glad to see you," I exclaimed.
I threw my arms around his waist and gave him a big hug. Then, laughing at his stupid disguise, I reached up and pulled back his hood. The man under the hood had a bald, shaved head and a heavy black mustache. He glared at me furiously. I had never seen him before in my life.